I hit that kid in the crosswalk.
Please, look for pedestrians. Think of the impact you could make. A message from the Federal
Office.
There's a lady who's shorn
all the glitters is gold,
and she's by
a stairway to heaven.
When she gets there, she knows.
What does she know?
Yeah, the stars are all closed.
With the words, she can get what she came for.
Ooh, and it makes me wonder, how does it affect your blood?
To be sure, 'cause you know, sometimes words have two meanings.
In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
And there's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving.
In my thoughts, I hear rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who still
just a spring theme for the May Queen.
Your stairway lies on the whispering wind.
Everything still turns to gold.
You'll live in fairy hearts, but you will come to you and love the all of one and one.
We are rocking on the road.
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 She's by.
Reverend Norell Preff assembled those stairways, dear friends. And this Hour of Slack, number 1001, will be a particularly sinister, Lemurian, Norellian show. And talky, because we're readying for the rupture at this recording. So, besides the collages of Lemur and Norell Preff, and some puzzling evidence with Dr. Philo Drummond and Dr. Howell, it's mostly from Radio Synesthesia, a Dr. Sinister's show on WCSB.org in Cleveland on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. But now, more Norell.
First Lady.
First Lady.
First Lady.
First Lady.
Bush.
Spying for Israel.
In a sprawling lab.
In Iraq.
Detonating warheads. Dining, shopping, and restroom facilities will also be available. A 5-acre tourist-friendly hole with a sprawling climate-controlled subterranean space.
To expand repression.
Now we're seeing
anti-American sentiment.
A springtime of hope.
How do you dare come in here? Why do you hassle our Muslims? The Rock.
Global Goodwill Ambassador.
Shop, shopping.
Under scrutiny.
192 laser beams.
Is like a kick in the gut to us.
The Rock was mobbed.
They call for an end to occupation.
They won't get the power.
The problem just keeps building on itself.
A huge hole was being dug.
And early tests have been promised. A 3D model of
Governor Jeb Bush. Deadbeat.
Square.
Historical movie. $500 million in taxpayer money.
When genetic testing is conclusive.
When you have literally millions of people coming.
Deadbeat dads, particularly.
To uphold Army values.
Faster.
New urgency. Management changes.
Bush.
The United States. Congressional excess.
Will be even worse.
Hey, I saw that new Star Wars movie.
You did?
Yes, I did not go to a theater to see it, but I did see it.
Well, and, say no more.
And I recall reading people saying, oh, quit saying that it's about George Bush and the evil empire. Can't you just let a movie be a movie? But I got to admit, while I watched it, I thought there were several little speeches in there that if you happen to not be a big fan of the Bush folks, then it does, in fact, look like a steaming big load of indictment of our hero, George.
Oh, yeah. The funny thing about that is that there's no clear. I don't know. Could you say that Cheney is Darth Vader to Bush is Palpatine? I don't know if that's an appropriate analogy though.
Oh, it might be more the other way around.
Right, right.
Actually,
but I mean,
no, we don't see. Here's the thing: we don't know who the
real
Palpatine
emperor
is. We don't know
right.
who the real Sith Lord is. We'll never see him.
Right.
Or his family. They're the safest ones in the whole world. they're like the elder bankers of the universe is what they're called in subgenius terminology.
Well, you know, if every time you have a real global conspiracy of oppression, the real dictator, the real emperor, the real guy pulling the strings must remain hidden. You never know who's really in charge.
George, the fact that we see George Bush, he's propped up there like a scarecrow for us to throw rocks at and complain about, and then so was Bill Clinton, so is any president.
Yep.
And there's the various corporate and fingers and religious fingers that are working the puppets there. But more than that, of course, the alien fingers who actually have their fists so far up the government that they're working them like hand puppets.
So far up there that hands coming out the mouth.
Right,
687.
Working their servants like in a hideous mockery of a Punch and Judy show.
Have you ever considered that we may be on the wrong side?
What do you mean?
What if the democracy we thought we were serving no longer exists? And the Republic has become the very evil we've been fighting to destroy.
I don't believe that. And you're sounding like a separatist.
This war represents a failure to listen. Now you're closer to the Chancellor than anyone. Please, ask him to stop the fighting and let diplomacy resume.
Don't ask me to do that.
Remember back to your early teachings. All who gain power are afraid to lose it. Even the Jedi.
The Jedi use their power for good.
Good is a point of view, Anakin. The Sith and the Jedi are similar in almost every way, including their quest for greater power.
The Sith rely on their passion for their strength.
They think inwards, only about themselves.
And the Jedi don't.
You're on the air.
Ahoy, hoy.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, anyway. You know what happens.
I think Bush is Vader to Cheney's Palpatine.
No, see, I don't think we were. What we were saying was that before you were so rudely cut off by the conspiracy, we were saying that we'd never see Palpatine on television or read about him in the news.
No, for all we know, he could be like Karl Rove. He could be Scott McClellan. He could be.
Yeah, I mean, Bush is more like that. Those obsequious followers of Palpatine, the little Chinese acting aliens.
Oh yeah,
you know which ones
I
mean, with the very flat faces, and they wore Chinese-looking clothing.
The Trade Federation.
Yeah, and they even spoke in a kind of an odd Chinese-ish accent.
Yeah, that really blew me away, actually.
Well,
and like how blatantly, what a blatantly racist Chinese stereotype or caricature that was.
Didn't Lucas get in trouble for Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, Jar Jar Misa.
Oh, Misa Jar Jar Binks.
Ooh, Misa.
We're trying to forget that one.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
So this is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause.
The war is over. Lord Sidious promised us peace. We only want...
The Secret Service wouldn't let me get close enough to do any teabagging.
The Secret Service let me get close enough to Nancy Reagan to be within slingshot distance.
Oh, and, man. The good old days.
2 hours early, or maybe 4 or 5 hours earlier, before I was inside the Republican convention as a reporter, looking at Nancy Reagan, I was on the stage of the Rock Against Reagan Yippie rally outside.
Wow. Rock Against Reagan
Yippies?
Opening
for the dead Kennedys. So I didn't even know who they were. They knew who we were. We were famous in the 80s.
Wow.
Briefly. Secretly famous. Anyway, yeah, that was pretty weird. When we got off this, I said a bunch of stuff against the Republicans and the Democrats and the commies. And the aliens and everybody else. And then we got off stage. As I walked to my car, we were being followed and photographed by guys in suits. And of course, there were cops on horseback here and there, just kind of keeping order, I guess, and making their presence known.
Did you smile and wave to them?
I went home, changed my clothes, and joined my mom, who is a Republican delegate. And I was a reporter for the Austin Chronicle, and we both walked in. My Bob button set off the metal detectors.
So you have a background in journalism?
Not much of one. I just wrote a few things in for different magazines in the 80s.
Hmm.
I got to where I really try to avoid having any kind of real job, and I only serve Bob.
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy.
We are the hands of America, making our country strong. We are the heart of America, singing a marching song. Arise, avenge the acts of menace, to American life and blood. We are Americans.
Drummer, plumber, soda jerk.
Strike up the band. We are Americans.
Stoker,
broker,
barber,
clerk.
United we stand. We're a voting population, a free and equal nation. Our freedom rings so our
freedom from want and freedom from fear.
Ooh.
fights the battles for the free.
The common man.
Preacher.
Teacher.
Engineer.
Biller.
Miller.
Financier.
Who wins the final victory?
The common man.
Common man with common sense. Our forefathers did it. Liberty's life. With blood and faith and fight. We will spread it. Strong in the right. Never to weaken. The kingdom beacon.
The state of the nation is good. The heart of the nation is sound. The spirit of the nation is strong. The faith of the nation is eternal.
Amen.
You're on the air.
I was just wondering what the actual topping was, because the radio waves got destroyed while I was trying. Because Stang said it would be really exciting.
What?
For the topping, you have your choice of a variety of fruit.
What is it?
Flavored preserves.
Fruit flurbs.
That's right. You also have your choice of. Actually, there are no toppings.
There's no toppings?
No.
Oh, crikey.
No.
Blisters on the sword. Well,
the topping was the impending war of the worlds, which is happening out at Brushwood Campground.
But the Martians aren't involved in this one. It's just the X's, right? Or is this Martians again?
I think the Martians are like a servitor race of the X's.
Well, they do their job, that's for sure, on this planet. Screwed the place up pretty good. Made it ready to go.
And convinced everybody that it wasn't them.
Yep. That's the oldest trick in the book.
Yep.
That's what all those type of power types always do. They do something horrendous and then they point at the person next to them.
They go to great lengths to avoid being known.
Huh?
They go to great lengths to avoid being known. They cover up their... They cover their tracks pretty well, you know? They don't want you to know they exist.
And their tracks are slimy, too, like a slug's trail.
That's right. It's the only way you can pick them up is with that slime trail. It doesn't matter though if you carry a big salt shaker with you. They're not quite slug-like enough.
Yeah.
To be killed by such a primitive technique.
Well, even if you try to kill them with such a primitive technique, they do have certain things underwritten into their corpus or their body, you know, thing where they can't be exposed.
I wish I could hear the rest of the conversation.
You sound so clear, and yet you can't hear a damn thing, can you?
Well, I have that gas power generator providing electricity because the conspiracy, you know, won't help us. And I can barely hear over the gas power generator. When we run out of gas, I'm going to have to put old Bessie and old Bossy to work peddling it, except that I already sold them. So it's going to be me peddling. I won't be able to continue too much longer. That's why I can barely hear. Also, the ear on this side is going out.
The ear on this side of your head, or the ear on this side of the world, or, you know, I mean, the ear on this side, are we speaking in the political spectrum sense?
I'm all over the place, and yet kind of only half there at all.
So only half of some supposed ear is half somewhere else.
That's the way it feels anyway.
Well,
who knows how it truly is? Isn't that the ultimate question? How is it, really? What condition is your condition truly in?
I'm hoping holograms. Like they say now, everybody in the string theory is, hey, man, I'm a hologram. You know, like from God and stuff, and I'm here to screw up. And, you know, I don't get it. How come we're holograms?
I just love all those
high-resolution hologram.
I just love all those space cadet people who, you know, they're so spiritual and whatnot, and you get into a conversation with them and, you know, question some of the ridiculous things they believe in, and they're like, well, didn't you know they've scientifically proven the existence of the soul? Oh, yes, they have. They've observed the magical energy field around the body, and blah, 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 and that's the soul.
I can prove the existence of a human soul.
How so, sir? Mr. Doctor of
All right, a human soul could be trapped in a piece of paper.
Not just one piece of paper now.
Well, mine is trapped.
There are a number of documents.
Well, I'm talking about currency. I'm talking about those $666 dollar bills.
Yeah, the subgenus soul is a gland, a small, flat, green gland located, ironically enough, in the bottom of the foot. I know it sounds like a joke, but that is happens to be where Soul, spelled S-O-U-L, is located, in the sole of the foot, S-O-L-E. Ha ha, very funny, but there you have it.
Doesn't the gland have like an appearance of like a dollar sign? That's where we got the symbol for the dollar sign.
Well, in the nation, there's a pound sign over in Britain. There's lira signs. There's all these different.
No, it's not that specific. I mean, it's just a greenish looking little ugly gland that most isn't even noticed by medical science, because it doesn't really get sick in any way that hurts the foot.
Well, the ancient Chinese called it the hypohubris.
People try to treat the head when the problem is actually this gland in the foot. They try to treat your heart, your mind, your feelings, and so forth, when really there's just, you by the subgenius forbidden science, even a lowly healer of appliances, say, would be able to heal soul problems simply by being able to locate them. And that's why a good foot rub feels so incredibly good.
You know the saying.
And why your feet smell so horribly bad. That's where your soul is.
Yeah.
And your soul, friend, needs washing. Your soul needs to be washed in the pia bob. I mean, in the spick, in the fluid, the love of Bob. Your soul,
think of it like in a series,
must
you know.
Be cleansed.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are cleansed.
You can wash the slacklessness away, but Bob has to know that you trust him.
Well, you know, to a certain length, you can trust him.
Only in the same way that you trust your doctor. Why do you trust your doctor? Because you know him? No, you don't know him. Because he gave you a big bill, and the insurance company paid some of it, or you had to pay it, or you're fleeing from it, whatever.
Or he gives you pills.
That's how the medicine men of our society have their power.
Overcharge.
They present
and
the
give
huge
you
bad bill.
Feeling pills.
In another culture, the medicine man might display his power by showing a huge whatever. But in our culture, it's a huge bill for money.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it goes.
We do worship the dollar here in America.
I mean, think of the titty and the phallic cultures. Worshipping their things.
No, you don't
worship
the dollar per se. You worship the power and the ego gratification that dollar will buy you.
Well, all that money is just a measurement of work.
Yeah,
you sound like a Marxist, buddy. I mean, you know, as a measure of labor and so forth, perhaps.
Economists today, I think they define it as a medium of exchange.
Like spittle.
Kind of like language is a medium of communication, money is a medium of exchange.
Jeez, they've changed commerce into a fornication art. Well, it always has been.
Don't even get started on the conjugation.
Well, it does it by itself, doesn't it? I mean, it's mathematical. It has no choice. Unless it wants to slack off.
These are the great mysteries.
Well, I don't know why that gland can't just simply be removed. You know, if it's causing so much pain to the humans, like my soul is in agony. You know, have you been walking around public square too long with your toe sticking out of your shoe? You know, could be an agony that doesn't exist. It must be a gland.
Well, Jesus and Magdalene were all about anointing of the feet.
Yep, that's what they were all about.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as we know, we don't know their beliefs about the Iraq conflict or, you know, abortion. We know they liked feet.
Jesus was a foot fetish.
Well, we have to have them as our Lord and Master Blaster. But Bob worships the actual gland that makes the sign of the currency.
Bob worships nothing.
Well, no, that's right. He doesn't really worship anything. Or he does worship nothing. Which is it? Those are different, you know.
Bob's a nihilist.
Yeah, if you worship, you could worship nothing. And then you'd be a nihilist. You could not anything. You'd just be like, you know, one of the non-conjugating 14.
You could worship the concept of nothing.
Yeah.
Or you could just worship nothing at all.
The void.
The void. You're fulfilling your destiny. Become my apprentice. Learn to use the dark side of the Force.
I will do whatever you
Ask.
Good. To cheat death is a power only one has achieved. But if we work together, I know we can discover the secret.
I pledge myself to your teachings.
Henceforth, you shall be known as Darth.
Mom?
Thank you, my master.
Rise.
Worship the.
You know, I heard an amazing piece on the radio today, and I couldn't believe I heard it. On public radio, I couldn't believe I heard this. I don't know if you guys remember a comedian by the name of Julius Sweeney, who used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
and,
Pat. She played. Yeah. She was Pat.
She also.
She also did a one-woman comedy show called God Said Ha.
Yeah. Well, she's doing another thing now, and I don't remember the name exactly, but it was something like Letting Go of God. And she was talking on the radio today. This is on This American Life on NPR. They said she basically told her whole story of like how she stopped believing in God, and like all the crises she had to go through trying to cope with the fact that people just die, having to cope with the fact that having to stop and think as to what makes murder still wrong, even though God has nothing to do with it. And, you know, like it was so funny hearing somebody
that's wild
going through this on. And now here's the thing. A lot of Christians in this country have something of a persecution complex. Catholics have a huge persecution complex dating back to the old days of, Protestant supremacy and all that, when people didn't trust them because they seemed foreign. But then you also have, like evangelical Christians, a lot of them have a persecution complex too. You know, they have this belief that the secular humanist agenda, which is really playing into the hands of Satan, has been going to all these great lengths to take God out of everything and to silence the voices of the believers. They seem to have this belief. Some of them do,
But they don't believe in Christ because they want to go beating the hell out of everybody for their oil and stuff.
Well, the reason...
They're not real Christians. They're like...
Sure. Well, I mean, I don't know. Well, okay. I mean, even according to the book of Revelation, only like 140,000 people will be saved. When the rapture finally comes, according to Revelation, there's only going to be like 100,000 people.
Well, here's
saved.
An interesting.
The rest of us all burn.
Here's an interesting statistic: at any given time, there are 140,000 people flying around in airplanes. So what if one day all those people just flying around on airplanes just came? They landed on a deserted Earth.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Nothing but piles of empty clothes all over the ground.
Yeah. Yep.
Taken
and
up.
Of dust. And they'd have to start over again. Yep.
That's like the rapture. Or the rupture.
Yeah.
Well, you think of it this way, you can be saved by grace, or you can be saved by a lunatic in a funny rubber suit, and think of the Church of the Subgenius as your surrogate, rubber suit. Because the evangelicals just don't afford the proper insurance and requirements on the craft. Once we start leaving, things are going to get real hairy. I mean, actually, physically, we'll start growing a lot of hair, most of us.
I'm sharpening my razor as we speak.
And, well, you can choose not. That's one of the nice things about old rubber suit spang. They have that written into it.
They have what written into it?
That you don't necessarily have to become hairy if you don't want, but you still have to be either saved by grace or by a guy in a trick potato or whatever they call it. Well,
it's a scary, scary world we live in, isn't it?
Yeah. For most people, I mean, I can't see how the average Hunan bean sauce walks around gaily and daily just not caring about these huge, 3-ton problems that are falling down everywhere.
Because they don't affect them immediately. It's the immediate stuff that people worry about. When you feel an immediate threat, that's when you're most likely to do something about it. You know.
Boy, you throw us up along a lot of them cultures that came and went and stuff. We're pretty stupid, though, when you think about it.
Well, nothing really changes, you know, throughout history and prehistory. We're still the same dumb, dirty apes we've always been.
Except that we learned how to shave the hair.
Krieger.
And we learned how to split the atom.
Bundolo.
Not too long after that, actually.
Well, somebody was saying these Yetis of the Church of the Subgenius are actually sloth that got, like, smarter than beavers and stopped sharpening their teeth or something. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, because it is. But about 9,000 years ago, they were, like, giant sloths and, like, you know, temperate zone forest tigers walking, saber-toothed tigers walking around. Is that true? Or did you make
that up? I'm not sure. I'm not too well-versed on that kind of stuff.
And perhaps those were the Yeti, these one-ton sloths, which actually, you know, just got tired of everyone in the world eating them, even though they could have eaten everyone else because they were so big, and lost their, you know, thing with their tooth like beavers have of wanting to chew trees or else their head will fall off. So they became Yeti as if they could and are now. I find it hard to believe.
Hey, I'm going to get off this line because I can't hear anything.
Oh.
I'm going to try a different phone or something. I'll be calling back.
All right, best of luck to you.
Even over and out.
All right, over and out. So
I knew that was happening because he did not talk very many times.
Actually, yeah, I could tell that too. Actually, what I was saying before about the Christian persecution complex, I just don't see how it's justified when you have entire, like, publication industries, you have entire cable channels dedicated to spreading their message, to spreading their beliefs, to proclaiming them. You know, I mean, when 40% of the population identifies itself as born again or evangelical, I just think it's so funny that they have this persecution complex because, and they have this perception that the media are hostile to them. But if you look in the media, very rarely do you ever see religion actually denounced in the media. And that's what was so amazing about what I heard this morning.
Well, it's a big lie, and that's what you have to deal with first when you deal with any media except for this kind of ridiculous thing that we're doing, is that they always lie. We always do, too, you know, but it's like fun.
Well, ours is a lie in service of the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And theirs is in the service of, like, a big fat paycheck that we're never going to see.
Yeah.
They give them the script, and they go up there, and they look good, and they sound good, and you know, I was listening to that guy is talking about Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon being the greatest president since Abraham Washington, and for the love of Christ,
Who's that one guy on the radio? I was listening to him today, and he played, like, a clip from Al Gore, and Al Gore was saying something like, you know, if it had been Republican judges appointed by a Republican Congress, no one would have accepted the decision of Bush v. Gore in 2000. And then this guy gets on the radio, well, Al Gore's just a little crybaby. You know, somebody needs to call him a wambulance. Somebody needs to call 911.
Yeah, that kind of, you know, drives you nuts there, don't
Yeah, I hate these...
Straw man argument, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
You know, they're taking just, like, the most inane things somebody has said on record.
They love to bash liberals. They love to bash liberals.
Oh, no, liberal is the ultimate dirty word. And it's so funny because, like, you know, conservative does not have the negative connotations in liberal circles that liberal has in conservative circles.
Conservative doesn't even mean conservative anymore.
Well, these terms have all become meaningless. You know, I mean,
yeah,
like,
it
depends on when you're talking about classical liberalism or whatever. 216.
And you can tell us right now if we are broadcasting. We're tired of these taped callers calling in, these ones that puzzling evidence slips in. There's really a taped caller. We need the real callers to call in and tell us, are we on the air?
Along the street.
And I'm going to have to go frop.
Curious cultural artifact that we're...
I'm really getting nervous.
And this must be the track of the peenworm made in the sand, the fresh sand of the littoral... You see the mark
having
of the creature,
an anxiety
and the creature
attack.
Here it is when we catch up with it. It's
oh my.
A shiny
oh
black
dear.
Carapace as it burrows through the sand. A terrifying
oh, I'm so anxious.
If we get close up. As you see here, close up The
I really
face
mean it,
is
too.
Most unprepossessing. The gigantic compound eyes, the three mouth parts or stalks, and the white beard underneath all give a very
the
disturbing
salts.
Gestalt. Yeah, we see a multi-masted ship, four-masted ship, and
the
close-up of
all within
deadly
real close.
Death
real
Valley subsoil.
Realness of your
and,
mind.
Here
your
is the
mind.
Hanged man. And here, this is your card, the dead Venetian sailor. Look, those are pearls that were his eyes.
Yeah. Think of what might be in actually in NyQuil for the masses. They could be like stumbling our brains and recapitulating, you know, large portions of our MO for medulla oblongata and stuff, and taking our corpus callosum and, you know, leaving things in there. You know, they just build up over a period of, you know, nano years, perhaps in this case, you know, nano periods of just long enough to start speaking new thoughts where there were none, you know.
Terrible things are happening in my Ashtabula oblongata.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's polluted. And
the trash gland.
Did you hear about that marijuana?
White trash tabula.
The cops can't bust you in states for us.
Yeah, actually they can. Here's the news on that Supreme Court ruling that happened early this week. The U.S. Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision, I think it was. Was it 6-3?
Yeah.
They ruled that the Federal Controlled Substances Act takes precedence over California state laws,
yeah,
which make it legal to cultivate marijuana for one's personal medical use if a doctor gives you permission to.
I love you, Big Brother.
Well, here's the funny thing, all right. This ruling is not as simple as a lot of people thought it was. A lot of people think they were ruling on the controversial issue of medical marijuana, but they weren't. What the Supreme Court really ruled on was a legal issue of what takes precedence, state law or federal law.
Yeah.
Through interstate commerce.
And if the Supreme Court...
They snuck it in there because actually they couldn't test it on any of the grounds because it was too stupid, and they came up with the specious grounds that the little old lady might go to Colorado or Washington.
No, actually, no. The ruling had nothing to do with the war on drugs. I mean, it was totally not a drug-related ruling. Not at all. The ruling they made had nothing to do with drugs.
Yes, but if you're
it was
in
about federalism.
California or Arizona and go, get out of my house, you know, I have a disease and a prescription, they'll say, well, we can still put you in federal prison.
Yeah.
No, they can't.
Only the feds can do that.
State
law enforcement.
Bust people for pot now.
State law.
When they really have to focus more of their efforts on destroying meth labs. Meth is destroying this country.
Oh, meth is not destroying the country. Come on.
There is
an epidemic of meth usage, but the reasons for that, I mean, no. Meth is not what's destroying this country. Meth epidemics are a symptom, not a cause. Oxycontin abuse. This is a symptom, not a cause. All right, people turn to drugs for various reasons, but it's usually because they're not happy enough without the drugs. They think they'll be happier with the drugs.
The structure
which
of pain.
Often
pain
they
is
are.
It's like the fountain of age.
It's not the drugs that are destroying our society. All right, it's the stuff that leads to people taking drugs. You know, drug abuse is a symptom.
America
like,
will
you know,
never
a
think
white
in terms of this
spiral. You get caught in this loop of like never having good enough material possessions, and you end up in a little cracker box.
The same could be said about anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, so clearly, it's ridiculous to say that meth is destroying the country.
What flavor
Black is destroying this country.
do these people in power wear? That's the question we have to ask when they're coming up with this stuff. Essentially, you know, like Foucault or Ludovico Vico would say, they're essentially trying to control, they view it as their job, even though they tell us the opposite, that is their job to control our every movement and behavior and thing.
Well, actually, this is...
sexuality, what you think, what you eat, what you read, what you...
Very good, Dave. You seem to have made the connection. You see, this is what the Republican Party platform is really about when it comes to domestic issues.
Wow, man, it makes me want to grow up to be just like them.
I mean, they claim to be in favor of, you know, life. You know, we're pro-life. And we're pro-freedom. You know, this is what the GOP keeps on saying. But what it really comes down to, when you look at their stances on life and death issues, what it comes down to is they have an agenda of taking the power of life and death away from those who live and die and putting that power into the hands of the state.
Yes.
They want to say, You know, they want to tell people when to have children. They want to tell people when not to have children. They want to tell people when to die and when not to die.
Yeah, but if you're
they want
a corporation,
to have soul.
You can live forever.
That's correct. All you have to do is be, and you have the rights of about 1,000 individuals.
Now, isn't that funny? Because once upon a time, a corporation was chartered to do a very specific thing, and it was chartered by the state. And I believe that you still get charters from the state when you incorporate.
Yeah.
And the state still has the power to revoke your charter.
My corporation.
Yeah. You know,
well, find the correct state, Stan. You're in a state of confusion right now by thinking of good old Uncle Scam.
He said, not normal. Take their passive. To be normal, people need to have their drugs for the rest of your life. More money, more drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any pills?
Sure. Wrong.
Wrong, but
right.
That's it, to get normalized.
Blood that flows in your veins. When the frog pipe clouds bring slack like rain. Let Bob control what's left of your brain. Oh yes, and all your money to the Reverend Ivan Stane.
So All-Stars, dear friends, one of my favorite songs. And before that, Lemur and Norel, which you can get more of at heavyconfetti.com, and much of Dr. Sinister's show with Lonesome Cowboy Dave, Governor Rocknar, and other callers as follows.
I'm amazed at how little confidence people have in what they read in the papers. I mean, like, I have as much skepticism of what's in the papers as anybody else, but I know enough about journalistic practices that I know that a lot of it is good, honest reporting. A lot of it out there.
I say about the media, I don't really give a crap. Screw them guys, because they talk about nonsense, bunch of nonsense.
Well,
I
want to
say another word, but I really can't say it because it's inappropriate.
No, now you can, because after a while.
Let's watch our tongues.
Let's watch
our tongues, Ragnar. Leave the rules setting to me, please.
Don't tempt the pinks. I'm sorry.
Think of it as a form of meditation. Like people watch the end of their noses.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the, you know, just watch your tongue.
Yeah.
And if it wags too much, there's a dog around trying to get your ass.
And you know, that's bull crap.
Yeah.
Remember the old days when
everything
they spelled
is.
America with a K, and now they have to spell it with two Ks. One
Why
for each constitutional crisis they create.
And it says, as Q spelled it wrong, now everybody spelled it wrong.
About the what?
And it says, as Q spelled it wrong, now everybody wants to spell it wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, there's a whole bunch of reasons to spell America with a K, I guess.
Well, that
I guess it's like a pun on the
popular miniseries. Like in the early 80s. That was the ABC had a miniseries. It was like on for 7 nights.
America Ka.
Yeah, it was America and it was spelled with a K.
What was it about?
The
was
idea
this
that the communists had taken over America and everybody in America was living under like a fascist rule. And gee, how is that any different than how we're living today?
Oh, I can think of a few differences. See, here's the thing, Ragnar. I don't like the shrill tone of the left when it gets to be shrill. I mean, like, I don't like shrill tones from anybody.
I mean, a good old vibrato tone.
It makes you...
A vibrator, but, you know, what do they call it? Tenor.
You know, when you speak shrilly, when you speak shrilly, it doesn't just make you sound dumb. It makes your whole cause sound dumb. So when you say that, gosh, there's not much difference between us and a communist fascist dictatorship, huh? I mean, that... Come on. Come on. Be serious.
He's very serious. I'm afraid to shame
There's, off. I mean, we're going down that. We've started down the slippery slope. There's no question that we're heading in the wrong direction, and that we could very well end up like that very soon.
No, you but say I don't that think after one rigged election, not after two. After
I don't
two,
know how
saying,
rigged
oh,
the second
are,
election
you know,
was. How what kind of rigging have we uncovered in this past election?
Well, in Ohio, they uncovered everything, and nobody in Ohio is allowed to have any idea of whatever happened. You
the
know?
Rigging that they... We're talking about
the,
margins.
The economics, or the, I mean, the economy of anything.
We're talking about margins in the case of these so-called, you know, rigged elections. We're talking about margins that are a fraction of the final margin of victory. We're talking about, like, maybe 10,000 votes that are questionable in all of Ohio.
No, I don't
And Bush won
that.
By over 100,000 votes. I mean, I...
My trusting friend. I cannot say my trusting friend I believe that. Because I listen to media from, like, different countries, and they have these strange stories.
And do they have spies planted in our county boards of elections here?
No. This has to do with the computer votes and so forth, the addition of votes, and what is and isn't reported.
Inappropriate.
You can throw in 14,000. You know, ultimately, that's how they did that. And they did it in a couple other states, too, and put most of the focus on Ohio. But you got to remember, all the same circumstances, Blackwell was still the guy in conducting the investigation, just like what's-her-name in Florida was, you know?
Well, it's just that, like, in a lot of... Man, okay. Thank you for your call, sir.
Well, I didn't mean that she was a commuter.
What I mean to say is that, like, there's enough local control in enough counties across the country by people who are, I don't know, I mean, like, there's so many people involved in this process, it would be very hard to make a huge conspiracy like that. I just, you know, I have no real hard evidence that, I've seen no real hard evidence that there was a serious fraud going on. I mean, I know that there was some minor fraud here and there, and that's every bit as serious as the major fraud, mind
you.
Because the result, the goal is the same.
The numbers that are being reported about how many people voted for X candidate,
well, you know, that's
how
been
many
true.
Voted for Y. How do we even know that those numbers are even right to begin with?
Well,
you
know, how did we ever know that any of those numbers were ever right in all of recorded history? I mean, if you raise that question, if you say that, how do we know that any of these numbers are right at all? Well, then, I mean, then that's all of democracy right there out the window. Because how do we know?
All governments and administrations fudge figures and facts and so forth. They all create their own spin on what's coming out to make them look like they're doing their jobs real good. Because I know I accidentally worked for the government for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you push a lot of paper around, you know, trying to get people jobs or you know, get yourself out of a job. and you find that they lie a lot. But it's when they start lying really, really weird and really, really... That's when you got to worry. And what you got is, like, America is being lied to real hard. And they're thinking it's just the same as one of those regular lies.
See, America's
you know?
Being lied to so well, so effectively, that I don't think that vote fraud is necessary anymore. I think, and that may sound funny, but it's actually dead serious. I think that it's much more effective these days and much safer when you consider the legal risks involved for the people who are engaging in supposed fraud. I mean, no, it's much easier, much safer, much more effective to basically fool the public, to pull the wool over their eyes.
Excellent. No. Yes. No problemo. Trust me.
At the Ripple Stud, that's in Barking, London, they're as perfectly ordinary rabbits afoot. The rabbits like walking on the man who owns them. They started in walking and have been doing so ever since. But they're just like any other rabbit.
From PR News in Washington, I'm primarily to blame for the refinery blast. The Ministry of Emergency Situations says PR News treats prisoners humanely and continues to be a leader in torture. on Wall Street 37 10 66 12 12. Supporters say this is PR. A federal judge has killed 15 people and injured. PR News in Washington.
You've got all the things, all of them, in all the right places. Oh yeah. Yes, indeed. Full Metal Alchemist.
Wow. Oh, yeah. All the sub-home pictures.
French people. Just leave the show
crazy
alone.
Crazy French fringe people. Sub-flesh fetus. Strange evidence of sub-genius conspiracy. Or harmless fun.
What, the show?
The dog is like
it sounds harmless.
This... Now, did you see that movie Constantine with
Does it have shooting in it?
It's got Keanu Reeves in it.
I want some shooting.
He's got a gun, yeah.
I think he plays, he goes to hell or something and fights devils or has nothing to do something like the plot.
No, he does like go into hell.
No. Oh. I have not seen Constantine yet.
I haven't either. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know, folks. 848-4425.
Could you pass me one of the cocktail wieners?
Sure.
Yeah, here you go.
Hold it up there.
If you don't know, please call 848-4425 right now.
Well, I did.
Look at that little special.
But you know.
That's cool.
We need the people that don't know to call. You know, it's obvious.
Green Onion style rock song with shotguns? Yeah.
And it's not what you
brothers.
Know.
They come in
it's not what you know, it's how you know it.
And who you know, too, you know.
It's not where you know, it's when you know it.
Give me a little junior.
Oh, look at those little...
From PR News in Washington, I'm Bard from the Ministry and Defrocked. President Bush delivers about 1.4 million children this morning at the U.S. Naval Academy, which he says is not finished.
The Muslim holy book involved toilets.
Personal incomes rose slowed. The Commerce Department says 7/10. It said 6/10, but 9/10. It said that reflected a jump in PR News, Washington.
Getting fired.
Well, you know, I mean, free speech can just mean standing. You know, I was standing in line at the bank the other day, and this crazy guy just, like, stepped out of line, actually. He was in line at the bank, and he stepped out of line, and he started going off on this, like, thing that, you know, sounded, it sounded kind of schizophrenic. You know, you couldn't quite tell what he was trying to say, and then he gets to the end, and he's like, and what if you could be given eternal life by the blood of the Lamb, and blah, 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 I'll leave you with that, and he gets back in line like nothing happened.
What a idiot.
These people are everywhere. They're the sleepers, you know, and they're starting to, like, they're sleepwalking, basically. They're sleepwalking through the day, and they jump out and say these absurd things and go back to normal like nothing happened.
Oh, wait until they do what they've been programmed to do.
They're
gonna be like little Manchurian candidates running around.
Stock up on guns and ammo now. This is my advice to all of you out there. Get your...
Particularly ammo.
Really? You can get a nice AK-47 now. They're... You can get the bigger clips, too. They're legal now that the assault weapons ban expired.
No, get a Desert Eagle.
These statements do not...
Well, you need one of each. You can't just have an assault rifle. You can't have just an assault rifle or just a handgun. You need to have one of each, at least.
Get a 50 caliber.
Actually, you could probably get one of those like Chinese knockoff AKs. You don't even need the real thing anymore.
The opinions expressed here do not represent...
Oh, we already did that disclaimer.
Concentration camp or the radio station.
Get a 50 caliber Desert Eagle. It's
Action Express.
Or 9mm.
I want a SOCOM. It's the...
I'd like an RPG.
It's the HK Mark 22, I think.
Smith & Wesson.
45 caliber.
Have you guys ever seen a commercial for the F-16?
Yes, we have. It goes boing, boing, boing.
I used to work for a film lab, and they were throwing out a bunch of slightly damaged commercials that they'd made, I guess, for the government or for Lockheed or somebody to show to heads of state.
You know, it's kind of droopy outside right now.
Droopy?
Yeah.
Is it? I thought I saw lightning out the window, out of the corner of my eye.
Out the window.
Whoa, that is the lightning
really
in your retina,
my friend.
That is the actual lightning in your brain, which is you are seeing the effect in your
brain. Thunder
retina.
Or the Martian invasion has started.
I can't believe it. I can't believe we're talking about the weather. I can't believe we're talking about the weather. We have nothing better to talk about. Is that it?
Hey, for the people around, if it is the Martian invasion, this could be really important.
Well, you know, I'm hoping for it, but
the
fact is we don't have any information on the situation, so anything we say is going to be pure speculation, basically.
Well, somebody had to smoke weed for that.
What's
is it a Martian invasion or is it deep colon? Who's deep colon?
It is a both.
Actually, I'm glad that I wasn't able to get on. You guys were really talking seriously about the conspiracy of the nationalists and the governments and the corporations.
The old project.
See, I know we don't like them.
You don't want to get me involved in those conversations because
I
really do believe in the concentration camps, and so therefore I can only joke about that kind of stuff.
Now we all know that this guy, Mark Felt, who just came out of hiding, he's not the real deep throat. Stang is the real deep throat.
Hey, I would. He's
got a really deep throat.
Customers, if I wasn't good at it.
Unfortunately, so many people know this is true. There's your music, Stang, and here's your F-16 commercial, and here's.
In this M16 reality we're in, man.
Hey,
F-16. This was a commercial for the jet fighter, the F-16.
The jet itself. It wasn't a commercial for a company. It wasn't a commercial for the Air Force.
It was a 10-minute film, and it was designed. If you were the head of state or the main general of a head of state. These guys would show you this 10-minute film, and it'd make you want to buy a bunch of F-16s for your Air Force.
Yeah, it's like for an arms expo.
At the end, and it was really slick. It made me want one. And at the end of it, it showed, it said, now this was in the early 70s. And this at the end of the commercial, there was this roll-by of the flags of all the countries that had purchased this great new aircraft. It was like Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran. just an incredible list of everybody that we have since.
Isn't it amazing that American companies are selling these horrible weapons to countries we don't trust?
Well, it's like...
Well, we don't really care about...
You're selling the insanity, and then you're selling the cure. You're selling the weapons. Then they're hooked on the ammo. They have to keep coming back for more ammo.
Because that's what they're used to. There's just not a lot in there.
You have a fight with them, and they need even more ammo.
It's like going
to
Lowe's.
Or it's ridiculous.
You know, you buy this part, you buy this thing and stuff, but you're going to need a lot of ammo forever. So,
of course, everybody needs a lot of ammo. How many guys do you have to have ammo or you need?
It's like with our religion. We sell them the insanity, and then we sell them the cure.
In perpetuity. Yeah. As I already say it legally, in perpetuity.
I don't know.
Forever and ever.
Yep.
The Senate Finance Committee and the Department of Health and Human Services, their mission is putting an obstetrician up on a slideshow. He is being fired due to harassment and intimidation. Part of the National Institutes of Sloppy Science, bending to pressure from sloppy sexual right to lifers suffering from AIDS, all in the name of scientific terrorism. And numerous drug companies and researchers, they are afraid to speak up. Documents obtained by the Associated Press show that the U.S. government ridiculed and discredited their own frequent sexual financing.
Folks.
It's a rough old world.
It's something. World
it's
going to
be even rougher when we don't have the air conditioning or the hot running water.
Because the water always runs dry.
Sooner or later, it's all going to run dry.
Yes.
Expect no less.
Just like those glands in our feet, our souls.
Sooner or later. Everything comes apart, one way or another, Bob said.
Or just all of it, all of the pieces, it'll break.
If you push something hard enough, it will fall over.
And you can't put it back together either.
And perhaps...
Now, whose law of motion is that?
Fudd.
The second one?
Wasn't that Fudd's law?
Fudd's law? Elmer Fudd's law?
No. I can't remember the guy's name. The famous Flemish scientist.
Dr. Paslow. Dr. Paslow?
Dr. Schultz.
Dr. Memory. It was Dr. Memory. No.
That's evil. Not.
I'm in that loop again. Damn, it's been like 45 years.
And well,
I guess we might come all the way around.
Wait a second.
If we're at this... if we've caught ourselves in a loop here, might be a good time to move along, actually.
We just explained exactly how the conspiracy works.
Yep.
Right, we just hit it right out in the open.
And we're all expecting a check in the mail.
That's right.
The check is in the mail.
Take the ball and run with it, listener. You are the next Bob.
Hey, you know, we are all Bob.
We are, any one of us might be, no, we're not necessarily Bob, but we might be the next Bob.
That's right.
You could be, if you wanted
could
to.
Could be.
You could be if you wanted to.
It's all, I don't know. It's a burden that is too much for any one normal man, and this is why there's a lottery for it. Yeah. Because then nobody would volunteer for it. Any one of us could be the next Bob. You know, it's like the draft.
You're listening to the Hour of Slack. For more information on the Church of the Subgenius, see subgenius.com.